RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Diving right back into it on a Monday, almost to the new year. Do you have a New Year's resolution? Are you one of these guys, new year, new me type of dudes?
I'm a big resolution and goal, more goal, objective based.
I realize that if you don't make any goals, then you can't fail any. So then
there you go. There you go.
Vince Vaughn dodgeball.
Yeah, I'm going to get a few written down. I do a lot of them career based, but I want to do a few personal. Both physically, like get more active, just stuff like that, but also like relationally. Yeah, I've got I'm objective, write stuff down, make it tangible, and see how I do. Yeah.
My New Year's resolution is to have zero stadium talk until the next year.
Oh,
think
we can
we're
do
gonna
that.
Nail it.
I think we can do that.
Think we're gonna nail it. I have no desire to talk about that. You guys have had your time.
Yeah, I think we're there.
Did your phone blow up on Friday?
That was great.
Mm.
That was awesome.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll dive back more into that conversation about the NCAA and the NBA with the eligibility issue, because somebody in the text line says, I love it. It's what all you guys signed up for.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's good.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that more.
So, yeah, you know how we always say, you know, new year, new me. It's New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to swear off, you know, sweets for a couple months. Gyms become packed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then they dissipate fast come February.
Yep.
But if you're the Chiefs and you want a New Year's resolution, so going into 2026, there's a lot, right?
Yeah, there is.
I think one of them, for me, starts with Andy. I think his New Year's resolution should be, you know what? I'm going to take less off my plate and trust my supporting cast a little bit more. That's where I would start. I still think Andy Reid is one of the best to do it, but I am worried. I am slightly worried that people have caught up to him faster than they thought they would. What I mean by that is last year they went to the Super Bowl with the exact same team they have this year, kind of. And this year, just a total puke job of a season. Didn't go the way they wanted it to. Lost your starting quarterback to a severe injury. And it just didn't feel like a typical Chiefs team. And maybe some of that was communication. Maybe some of that was not on the same page. Maybe a lot of that was the league has caught up to you. Denver drafted defensively. Chargers went and got a new head coach, developed their quarterback a little bit better than he already had been, and drafted defensively. That's where I start with the New Year's resolution with the Chiefs, is can Andy develop to what has been developed? Because no one caught up to Andy for about a decade. He was just so far ahead of everyone, and he had the Mahomes factor, and then he got the Spags factor, and then they took away the deep throw, and they developed the, you know, the ticky-tack type of play. Underneath, quick routes, keep the ball in Mahomes' hand. Have a defense that can take the offense off the field and give us the ball with 3 minutes left. How many times this year was it opposite? This team's offense was off the field, and their team had the ball with less than 3 minutes left, and they went down and scored and left Mahomes with nothing to do, with no options. So I think a lot of it starts with Andy with New Year's resolution, and I think that is where I would start with mine, with the Chiefs.
No, I love it. Like we've talked about before, Andy always preaches listening. Maybe that could be one of his, you know, hey, have you opened up your ears recently? Like, how much are you listening to new ideas and new perspectives? Because that's going to be needed. And I think that's a conversation that has to be had with him and himself And also with him and his peers and probably Clark Hunt to say, hey, listen, man, here's what I'm seeing. What went wrong? You know, communication, all those sorts of things. I think another resolution on top of that, when Andy Reid is going to be in charge of making sure this comes to fruition, is not everything can be on Patrick Lawan Mahomes II anymore. Our fail-safe, our plan B cannot... Well, oh, Patrick will figure it out.
Mm.
Not that that can't work. Not that he isn't capable of doing those things in a must-win situation, or it's plan Z and we are screwed. It's 3rd and 15. Mahomes is going to figure this out. That's why you have Patrick Mahomes. That's why he's going to be a Hall of Famer. That's what makes him so special. But to constantly have that as your fallback, be relying on that greatness, well, it starts to whittle it down. You start to overuse it. It's a barometer, baby, and you are on the higher end of that. You've got to let that cool off a bit, and you've got to just take a second and say, okay, let's figure out, okay, let's get him a running back. Let's get some better play calls in here. Let's be more innovative again. Let's be quicker. Let's be newer. Let's be faster on the defensive side. Let's get stops on third down. Let's make this so not every time of every season for the past what's felt like 9 years now, they're going to be down by one possession with X time on the clock. Number 15, you've got us, right? Let's get to the point where that's not the case every time. And also, when that is the case, he'll have someone to hand it off to. He'll have an offensive line who will block for him. He'll have a wide receiver who will get open against man coverage within 2 seconds, where he's not having to scramble and make magic every single time. Andy Reid, make that happen, and make it happen because of your expertise, because of your play calling, because of your prowess, your offensive knowledge. Bring that back.
Yeah. You don't necessarily have to make a whole new system.
No.
Right? Like, you don't have to have that. But I think what you can have is also a resolution with your quarterback. Say, hey, buddy,
mm-hmm.
we're going to get you a running back.
Yep.
Because I think the knee was an issue for most of the season.
Yeah.
Because he was running so much early on. And then we saw the bit on the sideline where they were like, yeah, they had this knee pad, you know, flown in. It's heated. He wears it during his off times on the sideline. They're like, oh, well, maybe he stopped running because they're saving those legs for the playoffs. Or maybe he stopped running as much because there was something aggravating him. And then finally, with all the weight on his shoulders, that, you know, maybe could be, you know, part of his own problem, part of the, you know, coaching scheme and the development of what they try to do with his offense, it finally broke him. And now you've got to go into the next season and think, okay, where you don't have to do a complete rebuild, but you've got to do a reorganizing of the whole situation. Like, you don't need a whole new bedroom, but maybe moving the bed to a different location, mounting the TV, getting rid of the dresser and adding things can make you feel more homey in your room. Whereas maybe getting a new voice on offense and trusting that voice, you know, getting a new defensive or a special teams unit and doing better that way, because that's been atrocious. And sometimes that can be all the resolution you need. And plus, if you look at the quarterback, like, hey, man, like, maybe you are a more dynamic pass or a pocket passing quarterback now than you've been. If you can still improvise, that's great. But if you only have to do it 4 or 5 times a game and not 15 times a game, then we'll see where this offense goes. And part of that is also with Veach.
Yes.
Where do we get these players in this draft that can develop this team to move forward instead of trying to bring back guys like Kareem Hunt? Isaiah Pacheco's gone. Kareem Hunt's gone. Every wide receiver is gone. The one running back you'll have in your roster next year is Bashard Smith. Touchdown, by the way, on Christmas.
There you go.
Let the young guys play. Like Derek Johnson said in the interview earlier, thought it was great. Let the young guys play. Let the young guys shine. It's your time to prove if you can come back to this new regime that they will have to rebuild in the offseason, because it's fun not having a dog in the fight for 1 year. 1 year. I don't want it to be 2 years, 3 years, and be like, will they ever get back to this situation? A lot of resolutions could be happening for this team next year.
Yeah, a lot to be done, and I think we've kind of touched on something that I just thought of. You know, we talk about Andy doing it all himself and kind of not being open to necessarily all these new perspectives, new ideas, kind of my way or the highway sometimes. Because some of that's justified, right? He's done this a long time. He's been really, really freaking successful at it. But part of that's also kind of translated into Mahomes, it feels like, I can do everything myself sometimes, where some of that's been justified, right? Offensive line issues, wide receiver issues, no running back. But some of that, there are good blocking guys open and he runs away, right? So, like, I think both of them need to look at themselves in the mirror and say, I'm great. I'm one of the best at what I do. I'm an all-timer. I need help. Andy Reid, you need help. You need a new wide receivers coach, because those wide receivers aren't getting developed. So your play calls can't actually come to fruition. They actually can't be quantified. I don't know how to actually look at your play calls because your wide receivers aren't being developed. You don't have a running back because you haven't actually tried to go out and get one and change your ways and run the ball more. Patrick Mahomes, hey, take a second. Let someone win against man coverage. Let someone get that block, get that blitzer. Don't have to run away. Take a second and look to your second read and get a throw. Let the team help you as well. For Patrick and Andy, that would be a New Year's resolution for both those guys.
No doubt. And where everybody else is adjusted to you, now for the first time in a long time, you've got to adjust to everybody else. And sometimes that can be dangerous for everybody else.
True.
Right?
Yes, maybe for the rest of the league, exactly.
Yeah, and maybe that adjustment is getting that defensive edge rusher.
Please.
Knowing that the quarterbacks in your league, you know that you can, because what, Herbert beat you week one because lack of pressure?
Yep.
Bo Nix beat you both times because lack of pressure? I'm not worried about what the Raiders are going to do.
No.
But with the Broncos and the Chargers in your face saying, we've done it, we've adjusted to you, can you adjust to us? It's Veach and it's Andy. And we'll see what happens. A lot of resolutions to be had for this Chiefs defense and offense, in my opinion. Lots of movement will happen. Lots of movement is happening in the NCAA with the NBA and G League.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
League Mac is pissed on a Monday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.